It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I'm so glad we got a transition game day, Charlie, because I'm tired of this conversation. He's someplace, somewhere, somehow. He's game day, Charlie. Game day, what's going on? He's probably a Cowboys fan,
good
too.
Good morning.
Game day.
Uh-oh.
Game day, what's up, baby?
y'all were killing me there with the eyes open doing a prayer, man.
You not game day. You've been there before. We all know that. You be looking over there like,
good morning, open. Game day.
But good again,
morning, wait a minute. Let
make sure you can hear. Don't talk over.
Oh, okay.
They missed it.
No, we heard it. Go ahead, K Mac.
Trust me.
Go ahead, K Mac.
But if you got if you can see them with their eyes open, that means yours are open too.
Right.
I just want you to know that.
That part.
That's because I'm just checking to see who's paying attention to the prayer.
Why are you checking to see where you're paying attention?
Because I'm praying,
attention?
So I'm just making sure.
You can't
sure.
be praying if your eyes are open.
You pray. I know something about the prayer. Especially, you got to lead in prayer with the eyes open. That don't make sense.
I'm just checking to make sure y'all praying. And if your eyes are open, then I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to call you out.
We tell people, let's bow our heads. You bow your head with the eyes open.
Look. Just about look.
Yeah, Dave, what's up, man? What we got today, man? What's going on with you?
You know, maybe that's what happened to NC State last night.
Right. Maybe they were nervous
something
during the
in
prayer.
That prayer.
NC State gave it all they had, trouble.
Because they were down. Next thing you know, they tipped it off, and next thing you know, they were down 19-2.
Easy.
Good gracious.
Yeah.
Boom, just like that. And I told the guy next to me, I said, don't worry. State will make a comeback to within one possession. And sure enough, they did in the second half.
Easily.
But they came up short, 62-59. Against Virginia Tech. So that's the story there.
Yeah.
You know, Keith, so proud of his guys for playing tough and everything. And one of the guys, Casey Morcell, has said in the postgame, it's the little things, the little details that's killing us. You know, the big things, we were all right. The little details was all right. But I don't know. If the big thing, the little details are the big things.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. So, Game Day, how much do we say, way to go, Coach, if they keep losing and he keeps saying they're playing hard, they're giving energy? It's okay for the Wolfpack Nation to be okay with that? Is a question.
Well, I think so, because they are down a person and came out right before the game last night. Ernest Ross, one of the other players, he's going to be out for the rest of the year. Mm. And
wow.
I think when he said that they are down to 9 scholarship players or something like that, but. You know, at least they weren't down 27 at the half like some teams.
Oh, wow.
Were.
Here we go.
You know what?
I love this transition.
I thought this was my dude.
This is a great transition.
How you go from NC State to Carolina?
It's called a transition.
Okay.
What's up? He said, okay.
Okay. I can't argue.
Right. It was a good transition.
You said that, will the NC State fans be okay with it?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
Because they fought back and then came back and could
that.
Have tied the game at the end.
I get it.
They
part.
Fought back.
Yeah. As opposed to this other team in down the street in Chapel Hill, they didn't have any fight with them.
We didn't
night.
Show much fight.
Yeah.
You go back and I don't know if you go back and look at that. I'm watching that game the other day, and I even was watching the highlights again last night of that game. And the guy from Miami that was shooting the threes and stuff. And you just look at the Carolina guys, how they were just kind of like just not hustling to even cover the guy, to get over there to block a shot.
Right.
Well, they just kind of like standing there, oh, he's shooting, he's wide open, oh, okay,
Let's see if he and makes it.
Yeah, right. After he made three in a row, And then one time, the guy, fakes out Bangkok, and he rolls into the basket and slams it on the whole team. You mean to tell me that somebody couldn't come over and just kind of touch him up a little bit,
You're lacking leadership.
Now,
toughness on the court.
Now,
I don't know.
Would you? Now, let me ask you this, Earl.
Yes.
Are you okay with that? Are you okay that your team was down by 27 at the half?
Game day, you can answer that damn question. Why you ask me a rhetorical question?
Pam, let me ask you that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
When you saw that, were you okay with that? Oh, that's
absolutely
okay.
Not.
Thank you. Because we hold Carolina to a higher standard.
Right, exactly.
You don't want to ask me?
Yeah. No, we don't want to ask you.
We're talking to Game Day, Charlie.
We transitioning.
We rob a Game Day each and every Thursday, same place, same time. It's a Game Day. Wow. I don't know. So, Leonard Hamilton got a big win the other night in overtime. Duke's always Duke. They have the best players.
Duke is Duke.
Yeah, they had the best
Duke
players.
Duke is Duke.
Duke is Duke.
And I thought Duke, when they went in overtime, I thought they was going to actually pull that game out. But Florida State said no to that. To talk about that game a little bit.
Well, Florida State always, has something for Duke when they come down there and everything. Mm-hmm. And so, Florida State hadn't been playing, up to, I guess, par as we thought they were.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed the other night, and this conference is going to be tough, we all know that Miami is good, and Florida State can be good, and then you saw it the other night, and so now it's going to see what's going to happen going forward here. Duke has the family Boeheim's coming in here on Saturday.
The
Boeheim family. The Boeheim's. Yeah, the family Boeheim.
One got NIL, the other one doesn't.
That's right.
Jim and his two sons, So it's going to be a get-back game for Duke here to get to a rebound game here. And for Carolina, they're at Wake Forest on Saturday night. And then they host three games next week on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, concluding with NC State next Saturday. Virginia Tech on Monday, forgot who they have on Wednesday, and then NC State on, I think it's Virginia, in the middle there. So when you then boil it down to, you got Carolina got a game on, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. And, let's see how they're going to come out at the end of that. And so,
tough stretch coming up.
Very tough.
Last week, Coach Davis said, Armando Bacot is the ACC Player of the Year in one of his press conferences. End of story, period, at the end.
Mm-hmm.
He also said, what did he say on Saturday after the game? He said, Leaky Black is the Defensive Player of the Year. So, if your coach says you have the ACC Player of the Year, ACC Defensive Player of the Year on your squad, you can't be down 27 points at the half to
That's
Miami.
Right.
Now,
but he also said there was no leadership.
Yeah, now Game Day, let's not be too harsh. Now things happen. It happens. You find yourself down, and you fight back, and you get back within one or two possessions, like NC State. Oh, we're not talking about NC State, are we?
Right? Right.
I'm sorry.
We knew that was going left anyway.
I'm in the wrong. I'm in the wrong.
Everybody pay attention to Kim, man. Because you knew exactly where he was going with that.
No, exactly.
Everybody pay attention. But Game Day, to your point, that's kind of weird. It's kind of odd for Bacot to be player of the year, which he's been playing that way. And Leaky Black has been a great defensive player. But to your point, though, you don't have two guys on your team that's going to get awards at the end of the season. And your team play that way. It just doesn't add up. So we'll
see. It just doesn't. I mean, when you put everything into context here, it just doesn't. Because it's like, okay. I mean, if you're a Clemson and you're down 27 at the half, if you're Boston,
again day,
down,
game day, again day, game day, game day, game day.
Yes.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired talking about this.
He's frustrated.
We gotta go, man. Hey, Dave, we gotta go, man. We have a guest again, Dave. We appreciate you, buddy.
I like this so much.
We'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you, Gabe.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just tired. I'm tired of hearing it.
I love
it. He's been back one day.
I know.
In the first hour.
Real quick, Gabe. Shout out to HU. Shout out to you guys, man. Playing tough against Notre Dame.
Yeah. That's right. That's great. That's the other HU.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.